Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that doesn't always cover topics about you. But when we do, it shows how fucking stupid we are. Conspiracy bot, did you mess with the outline?
You say fuck with, I say made better. Potato. Tomato.
He has next, broadcasting from the depths of depression because neither of us will ever know the love of another human or the touch of a woman. You know we're both married, right?
Allegedly.
All right. Okay. You know what? We're going to do this live. I'm not using this outline. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Sometimes the clips just make sense. Sometimes they just make sense. Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, I'm David. He's Brent. The wannabe comedian over there is Conspiracy Bot, Brent's failed attempt at helping the show. And Kyle is visiting John. So we have that going for us this week.
It's the little victories in life that you just, you know, take yeah. in. I'm excited about this week because it's another topic from the Unsolved Mysteries coffers. I'm a Robert Stack slut. I don't know if you know that or not.
I could tell.
And I mean that. I mean that sexually. I want you to know. We canceled cable, Lisa and I, a while ago. And so I use, you know, we got a one of those fire cubes and fire sticks on our TVs and all that stuff. And Pluto kind of came to the rescue. It's like, you know, one of those streaming services. And good Lord, if it's not MST3K, it's Unsolved Mysteries. They're pretty much, well, they have their own channels on there. They play 24/7. And if I've got the remote, one of those are on watching. And I think Lisa's converting because all of a sudden she's been turning on the stack. If nothing's on, she's turning on Unsolved Mysteries to kind of play in the background.
Once you turn stack, you never go back.
did you watch Unsolved Mysteries as a kid? And then
I watched it a little. It wasn't one of those things I watched a ton of because it is spooky for a kid. Just the music alone.
The voice haunted my childhood dreams is just weird. Like, maybe you can help solve a mystery as I'm standing here. If you go to, now I'm not going to say it's going to do it for everyone, but it does for me, when I go to my smart speaker and I tell it to play the theme song, it plays a heavy metal version of the theme. I don't know if it's just not available the regular way. Anyway, that's a little treat for you guys. Hopefully it doesn't. I'm going to do it and you all get like some polka version. Like, hand!
Polka version.
But yeah, man, Pluto. Pluto's awesome as far as that goes. They've got different channels. They have the Mystery Science Theater channel and the Riff Tracks channel as separate channels.
God, are we reading an ad right now? What is this?
This week's episode is brought to you by Pluto. Have nothing to watch? Turn on Pluto.
Hell no. Pluto's so good, we'll advertise it for free.
Yeah. This one is one that, speaking of Lisa and I have been watching Unsolved Mysteries, she has seen this one come on a few times. She's like, you have to cover it. I couldn't help but want to do it because it's kind of like the paging the Kentucky meat shower. Your ass has some competition in the Oakville Blobs. Had you heard about this one before I brought it up to you?
No, not at all, actually.
You don't subscribe to Blob Monthly?
That ran out a long time ago.
Once it went corporate, I just canceled my subscription.
Yeah.
Too many ads. Preachy.
it's like 3 pages of ads to 1 page of blob.
that's not good for anyone. Speaking of blobs, Dateline August 7th in the year of our Lord, 1994. I was in high school. That's when I started high school that year.
Let's see.
The back times.
That was a couple of years before I was in high school.
What you're saying is you were held back because you're much older than me. Is what I'm thinking about.
I just kept like thumping kids for getting out of line.
And they were like, here comes Thumper. Well, picture, if you will, the sleepy hamlet of Oakville, Washington. Picture, if you will.
Calm down, Rod.
No shame in a nod to the master, Rod Sterling, there. But it's 3 a.m. And what's 3 a.m., my good sir?
The witching hour.
3 a.m.'s the witching hour? I thought midnight was the witching hour.
I had to look it up to make sure that I was right. It is 3 a.m. 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Teach me about this one, Brent. Why is 3 a.m. the witching hour?
Because if you go to Wikipedia and look up witching hour, it says 3 a.m. Okay. That was when they said that there was the closest to be able to commune with the devil. And I remember that from, it was one of those movies like the Possession of Emily, blah, blah, blah. I forget that movie. Anyway, the woman who was defending her every morning at 3 a.m., shit would go awry in her house, and she's like, witching hour!
I'll tell you what, I like 3 a.m. better than midnight, though. I mean, people are still up partying at midnight.
Yeah.
3 a.m., that's for the devil's folk. Yeah, you got to really mean it to be up at 3 a.m., so I appreciate that.
There's a ton of people that just went, hey! Uh-oh. So, Officer David Lacey, this guy is on patrol with a civilian friend when it starts to rain. And now we say rain, it's Washington State. Rain's the norm. It'd almost be more weird if it didn't start raining. In fact, they get rain on average 275 days a year. That's kind of hard to imagine to me, that much rain.
It's a lot of rain. Do you think that's going to change with the climate getting effed?
One, I could go either way. It's a choose your own adventure on that one. That or Oakville's no longer there because it just floats away.
Oh boy. Okay, hang on. Where is Oakville in Washington?
50
is
it miles east-west? Off the coast. So it's 50 miles inland. One thing Sorry here is no.
I asked dumb questions.
These are so you are 50 miles Washington. Inland. It is south and west of Seattle and Tacoma.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you know where Astoria is in Oregon, it's kind of like exactly between Astoria and Seattle.
Yeah, right near the Goondocks.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it starts raining there, as we said, but it's not rain. Which was the alarming part. It's this strange, odorless, gelatinous substance that they'd never, ever seen before.
God knows I had.
What?
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 Anyway, from Officer Lacey's first experience when he was in his patrol car and saw it to the last time it was seen, it occurred 6 times over a period of 3 weeks. The stuff
That's
fell
amazing.
From the sky. Yeah. This wasn't a one and done. That's what's even more interesting about this whole thing. And it doesn't stop there. It's just the weirdness keeps going. It keeps rolling. That same day that it started, residents started to become violently ill.
Been there.
We were actually going to do this right the other day, and you had what you thought was food poisoning. Turns out you had the flu. I think the government's just trying to keep us down.
Yeah, I think I got rained on by some gelatinous blobs or something.
I bet you did. You had to pay for that, or did that come free? I don't know how.
Well, Brent, it came free, just like Pluto.
Oh, Lord. So these people that are sick, they describe difficulty breathing, extreme vertigo, which is terrible, blurred vision, an increased sense of nausea on top of just constantly puking.
Do you think that was something that got in their system, or just because a bunch of goo was falling on them, they got real, real nauseous?
The goo. It, not a lot of people loved it, but some did. In fact, that was some of the people's response to it. It was one of those things where we're going to learn it was the illness they believe is because of the goo itself or what was in the goo. Mm. And when I said that all these people started getting sick, it's not a small group. Almost the entire town contracted a flu-like illness. They called it flu-like. And it lasted, get this, 2 to 3 months. Now, you had like a 24-hour flu. Think of that for weeks. No, thank you.
Is this the point when we start raising and saluting the red flags or like?
Well, so the one thing that sets this one apart is it's very heavily documented from the doctors that researched it to the several labs that looked into it. There are a lot of red flags, but in and of itself, it is a red flag. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
Plus, cats and dogs, pets outside that ate it, died all over the place. Like,
come on.
The whole town's animals just dropped over a dead. And this wasn't something that was like, oh, this is happening. This made the news everywhere. The local news came out. The national news came out. They were looking into this and finding out, trying to figure out what's going on. And people just like, what the actual fuck? You know, they say there's always room for Jell-O, but this is goddamn ridiculous, I might say.
Yeah, it's one thing to get the flu and feel gross for a month. It's another thing for a dog to die. Come on.
Yeah, man. Pick your battles there. No one fucks with the dog. So the questions are, you know, what fell from the sky? Was the event an actual accident or some type of nefarious experiment? Because one thing that we do know is this really did happen.
Yeah.
Why does David wipe back to front?
We're going to take a swing at answering most of those right after the break on Hysteria 51.
I thought I saw a camera in the toilet.
You're rooting around in there and just didn't know what that was. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, If we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big ol' move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Happens more than I'd like to admit. Hey, it's time to get sticky. speaking of rooting around in the toilet.
Yeah, right.
Time to get sticky.
Well, so we mentioned Officer David Lacey. So he's on patrol that night. The first night that the bombs fell with a civilian friend doing a ride along. We told you this before. Rain comes along. So he hits his wipers. And he said the wipers get all smeared with what looks like Jell-O or something similar. What's his quote on this?
We turned our windshield wipers on and it just started smearing to the point where we could almost not see. We both looked at each other and we said, gee, this isn't right. We're out in the middle of nowhere, basically. And where did this come from?
It's so bad. He actually said that he had to pull into a gas station to try to clean it off manually.
Out in the middle of nowhere, plenty of gas stations available.
Yeah, right. I like to think that on the way to the gas station, they actually showed this. If you watch the episode of Unsolved Mysteries, his entire windshield is covered in the windows down. He's kind of like looking out of it,
hanging
Ace
out
Ventura
of it.
Style. Nice. Like, here we go,
like a glove.
Like a glove. Yeah, so he said he did have the wherewithal to put on rubber gloves to check it out, you know. So he puts on his gloves and he goes to wipe it, and he said this about it.
The substance was very mushy, almost like if you had Jell-O in your hands. You know, you could pretty much squish it through your fingers. We knew it wasn't something we could normally see because we had never experienced it before. We had some bells go off in our heads that said that basically, this isn't right. This isn't normal.
I don't know if you know that, but yeah, that's true. It's not normal for Jell-O to fall from the sky. That booba de bop, you know, just there's Bill Cosby over there like, you're in a commercial. Now.
Wow. I like that. Surely he's censoring himself with this quote, because I wouldn't be thinking, Jay Willikers, well, this isn't right.
Yeah, I want to rub it on my nipples. Is that wrong? I know I'm on, I know I'm on duty, but man's got the urges. I don't know. He wasn't alone. He wasn't alone in this experience. One woman named Dottie Hearn. Dottie's important because her daughter actually is kind of important to the story. We're going to get into that. She stepped outside after it stopped and noticed it was everywhere. And she thought it was hail, like, because it's white. And she's like, oh, man, it hailed like crazy. So she grabbed some with her bare hands. And when she touched it, she noticed that it was this odd gelatinous texture. Always what you want to feel against your skin when you reach for hail. Just a gelatinous texture. And tons of people were out checking it out, talking about it. It was everywhere. And it's a small town. People are going to start talking about it.
It's like that scene in Edward Scissorhands at the end where it's just, it looks like snow everywhere.
Yeah,
everybody's
right?
Dancing in it.
Shit goes sideways, though, pretty damn fast on this. So only a few hours later, residents who came in contact with it started becoming violently ill. And like we said, this is a small town and a lot of the people. Dottie herself described having difficulty breathing, extreme vertigo, blurred vision, all that stuff, the nausea. And her daughter, she had called her daughter and said something's wrong. So her daughter's like, well, I'll come over. By the time her daughter gets there, she is on the floor, has to call an ambulance. They take her in. She's in the hospital for 3 days with what they called a severe inner ear infection.
Mm.
The cop is laid up in his house, the sickest he said he's ever been in his life. Just like, I'm dying sick. Interestingly, though, so lucky for us, Dottie's daughter, Sunny Barcliff, was smart enough to know that her mom had been handling this stuff because her mom told her, hey, did you see that nasty goo outside? Oh, plus I'm dying. So she collected some and brought to the hospital, hoping that they could figure out, you know, was this related to what was going on? That's actually really smart. And that is one of the things that comes in that at least blew this open and also made this story stranger.
Yeah. If the spider bites you, try to grab the spider and bring it with you.
Right, exactly. Come here, little guy. Oh, he bit me again. He's a little bitey one. Like most normal things that fall from the sky, the lab tech at the hospital inspected and found that it contained human white blood cells. That's fun. And he goes, that's not right or normal. The lab, though, just the hospital's lab couldn't identify what it was or how or why on earth it would come from the sky. One thing that I like about this story is how much science was actually done to try to figure out what was going on.
It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible?
Not in this story. I say that because they sent the sample to the Washington State Department of Health for further study. Again, another logical step that in most of these cases that we talk about, they don't do. They go, well, this is an incredibly crazy thing. Well, time for lunch.
Yep.
You know, so a microbiologist named Mike McDowell did tests on it, and he's interesting because he was actually talked to by Unsolved Mysteries and National Geographic that did a story on this. And he knew there was possible illness associated with it, that the hospital told him that. So they said they were very careful. They moved it to the facility's medium containment facility for testing, meaning that this could be a disease-borne illness or it could, you know, we're not going to put it in our fingers and rub it around kind of thing. And he finds something crazy. It was teeming with two specific and different organisms, two species of bacteria, one which lives in the human digestive system. What'd he say?
He said,
good luck.
We found two organisms, Pseudomonas fluorescens and Enterobacter cloacae.
That is very well done. Well done.
Thanks.
He also added that these organisms could lead to severe illness, UTIs, and sepsis, which is really bad.
Oh,
I know because
yeah.
I've had sepsis twice. And I
yeah,
was
in, sepsis is no joke.
I was in the ICU for 11 days with sepsis after my run-in with either my gallbladder or conspiracy bot, depending on who you ask.
No comment.
The guy's pretty much baffled as to why this would be that way if it was occurring naturally. So he starts digging in more. He starts doing more tests, and he starts to think it could be what he called a matrix. So a matrix is a carrier for something, like a delivery system where other things are embedded into it.
That's sort of like the old airborne vectors or stuff like that, right? Like a vector is a way to carry, transmit. It's like a mosquito would be a vector.
Even gelatinous matrices, they occur in nature. Amphibian eggs are sometimes suspended in a jelly matrix. But he said more often than not, it's man-made and used to carry stuff like nerve agents, chemicals, organisms, viruses, stuff like that.
Robot.
I'm so sorry, David. He gets excited when the concept or the idea of chemical warfare is mentioned. So
I have a feeling if he ever reproduced, he'd name his son Vector.
Vector Sigma.
But so a Matrix sounds kind of like the almost the same thing then, in a way. Am I far off?
No, I think so. And this sets off bells in old Mikey's head. He's like, holy crap. So he does what you do. He goes to his superiors and he says, we have a possible situation here. This is potentially some bad stuff, or at least has some bad implications, which we're going to get into. That's when his initial tests. He comes back in another day. He wants to run more tests on the sample, and the sample is gone.
Come on.
He said, now this is the guy who works for the state of Washington in the state's official laboratory. He said in his 30 years of working there, he told National Geographic, this is the only time this ever happened. He goes to his boss and he asks, what's up? And he said he is told, do not ask ever again.
Wow.
When asked to speculate, though, by the people that were talking to him, what he said, what he thought it would be, he said he had no proof. But if he was to guess, he thinks it was manufactured by someone, if he was a betting man, and Oakville was chosen as the spot to use it as a test site. Yikes. I mean,
that's a stretch. Right out of the gate, that's a stretch.
By now, the stuff has stopped falling from the sky, and a lot of time has passed. Time goes by. They still don't know what's going on. They want to run more tests on it. They're not going to use that facility. So I guess we're shit out of luck. Oh, no, wait, not so fast. Coming back to the story is Sunny Barcliff. She saves the day once again because she's like, oh no, she does. She pressed this issue wanting to know what it was because her mom had been sick and she was worried about, could it have like lasting effects because of the vertigo and stuff like that. She had frozen another specimen just in case.
Oh man, way to go, Sunny.
Right. So she sends this to Amtest Laboratories, which is a large testing facility. And microbiologist Tim Davis studied it. So another microbiologist outside of Mike McDowell. What did this gentleman have to say about it?
He said, I saw what I think was a eukaryotic cell, which is basically a cell that has a definable nucleus and is found present in most animals.
What the hell is going on, you're asking? Well, animal cells and digestive tract stuff is kind of what he thought was raining down. That is really weird. On top of weird, if we're talking weird, you also have samples disappearing.
Also weird, absolutely zero talk about cheese muffins, which is refreshing.
Exactly. Shit isn't adding up. Enter, well, speculations and the military. So we're going to break down these possible causes that are more than a little unsettling after the break on Hysteria 51.
Blob. Blob.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
I like your song, Blob.
Blob.
Blob. Blob, 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 rain.
Blob, 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 blob,
who would have guessed the military could be blamed for something or would even be brought up when anything nefarious is ever going on? I've never heard of that. Have you?
No, that's such a foreign concept to me. Yeah, I mean, you know, at first you could have said, like, if the guy went to find the sample, it wasn't there. He went to his higher up and he, you know, he's like, what happened? The guy could have said, I don't know. It was fine.
Yep.
You know, and they could have just said, well, maybe it dissolved or maybe it just kind of melted away or
get the
or
fuck
something.
Out of here. You're fired. That makes me feel awkward. Well, there's always those people that just don't handle things. They're the ones that soft the bells.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
But no, I mean.
Interestingly enough, at the same time that said goo, the Oakville blobs were falling from the sky, residents in, on, and around. So it's a 20 square mile area that the goo fell. It wasn't just in Oakville, but Oakville is this rural area, and it was right in the center of it and in the outskirts of it. At the same time, they found, it looking into reports, that residents were calling in tons of military activity in the sky, of course. And not only planes, but they were calling in because people were feeling weird because black helicopters were flying low and slow or just hovering over the city. And they had no tail numbers, which is always non-creepy and never unsettling thing to see. Like, that's just normal. This is literally a proven thing. This was going on. This is for a couple of reasons. This could be. It could be because they found out that the shit was raining from the sky and they wanted to do some verification and research. That actually makes sense. If this is, you were going to tell me that the military didn't know that something weird like this was going on. Of course they did, right?
Yeah.
Or they're evil and responsible for the whole thing.
It's a toss up.
Isn't that the truth? It really, anyway. So the Air Force did confirm that at the time of the initial rain, they were performing what they said bombing runs over the Pacific, but they denied having any knowledge at all of or hand in the goo. They just weren't a part of it.
I hope they didn't.
You got your hand.
They'd get pretty thick if they did.
Ooh. So what the fuck was it? Well, there are a lot of theories, and this one, and I keep saying this, David, because it's important, is this did happen. You know, we do know that. We do know that there was military presence. We do know that people pressed this. We do know that they did have research done at laboratories, if you nasty. And the short answer is we don't know. We don't know what it is. There are a few possibilities. I want to, which one of these ring true to you or which one?
Yeah, let's throw the darts and see which one lands.
The first one that people threw out a lot was, well, it was just waste from a plane. That could explain the bacteria and the human cells, human white blood cells. That kind of makes you want to go, okay, but they were quick to say the FAA said no. So there was no way a plane waste because all plane waste is dyed blue. They have chemicals in the tank. It's usually frozen when it falls. It would never be gelatinous like that. And plus the samples when it fell, it didn't have, it didn't smell, or resemble, it didn't smell like or resemble waste in any way.
Yeah.
So that one is one that a lot of people are just like, well, that's what it was. You know, it's just like, yeah, Dave Matthews was flying over and just dumped his toilet like he's in his bus over the Chicago River and just there's a, you know, just dump that thing and flush that
cage toilet.
Take
that, Oakville!
My blood! So that one gets a no even from the FAA and, but, you know, it's
notoriously, notoriously hard-nosed for their opinions and, yeah. The FAA.
FAA. Another one, interestingly enough, was jellyfish. So get this. Remember those bombing runs over the Pacific?
Sure.
They were literally dropping bombs in the water for testing and blowing shit up. Well, some people claimed that they could have blown up a giant school of jellyfish and it blew into the upper atmosphere and rained down on the town.
Wow.
But here's are the issues with that one. This was 50 miles away, and it rained 6 times over the course of 3 weeks. That is hard to believe that it would have stayed aloft that long, would have flown in 50 miles. I mean, this isn't a nuke they're dropping. They're just doing regular practice bombs. Plus, there's no smell. Jellyfish rot is, a very strong smell, they said. And it was full of human cells.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not. There's not a lot of human cells in jellyfish.
Well, I didn't know that, but I believe it. Yeah, I mean, you know, if this were a one-off, you could you'd have to ask some questions.
I would immediately go, that's probably what that was. I mean, if it was a one-time thing, you know?
If it was a one-time thing, because, I mean, first of all, you'd have to ask, are jellyfish native off the coast of Washington there? I don't know if it's too cold. I don't know, you know, if jellyfish are tropical. I don't know enough about jellyfish, sue me. But that's a question to be asked. Number two, yeah, maybe it could have been one bomb that was big enough to blow something. Because jellyfish, I'm assuming, aren't that heavy, but I could be completely wrong. Jelly, you know, maybe it does tip the scales
so,
a little
bit. We did notice, now this is a very different thing, but so when they were flying the Blackbird, the SR-71, and they're at the, you know, that 90,000 feet where it's right between space and us, they kept getting these black pits. These things were hitting the windshield and sticking to the windshield. They're like, what the hell is that? And, you know, they didn't really know what it was. Well, come to find out, years prior, when they were detonating all those nuclear bombs, it blew bugs up into the upper atmosphere that were light enough. They stay aloft because of the currents up there. And then they become frozen, and it hits when you're flying at, you know, thousands of miles an hour, they hit like little chunks of rock. So things can be, at least things that have, but we're talking bugs are very small.
Well, bugs, yeah, bugs and jellyfish are too. But the 50-mile thing doesn't bother me as much because if it does get up in the winds there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it 50 miles is nothing on the ground for that. So it kind of makes me wonder, just you saying that about the bugs and stuff, like, could this have been done somewhere else in the Pacific, or, you know, was this a North Korea thing or even a Russia thing?
Well, and they even said that there are jellyfish schools right there where they were doing the
there. So that answers that question.
They are 100% are. That is something that could be, you know, there are known schools of jellyfish there.
But again, it comes down to the human cells in there.
Right. And they were jellyfish that we'd been working on. Now, speaking of jelly, getting a little bit away from the norm of even that possibility, some people have pointed to star jelly.
Star jelly?
Yeah. Have you heard of star jelly before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's the jelly-like substance said to be found on branches and grass. Sometimes, and according, you know, in folklore, it's deposited on the earth during meteor showers. Reports of this date back to the 14th century, but nothing has ever been verified to say, yeah, this is real star jelly. Most times when people claim to have star jelly, it turns out to be slime molds or decaying animals like frogs that turn into jelly, like gelatinous funguses, things like that. Also, anytime that they've had what people are saying is star jelly, it's never been reported to make people sick.
Yeah. So star jelly is super rare, number one. So to have it do six times, you know, that's kind of rules it out anyways. But it also doesn't last very long, apparently. When it hits the ground, it dissolves very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this stuff stuck around for a long time, you know, and was able to be frozen and you know, sampled.
Able to be picked up and carried around and stuff. Yeah, which
and put in your teeth and go, you know, that kind of thing. You know, like you do with pudding.
Yeah. By all accounts, star jelly just does not have a long shelf life at all. So like you said, it's one of these things that people have heard about it. It's kind of a step below ball lightning in a way, you know, lightning is a little bit more believable than star jelly, but it's still incredibly rare.
Not to be confused with Kentucky jelly.
No.
You can buy it at Walgreens.
Not at all. not just in Kentucky.
Keeping it in the same theme of star jelly, another thing that people have really pushed was it was angel hair. Have you heard of angel hair?
Yeah, it's very similar, really.
If you're not familiar at home with what angel hair is, or you don't even have to be at home, wherever you're at. it's reported to be a sticky fiber substance reported in connection with UFO sightings or manifestations of the Virgin Mary.
What's the diff? Am I right?
It's been described as being like cobwebs or jelly and has been talked about since way back in the 1500s. Now, the people have talked about, okay, so if this really is happening, ufologists have said, what could it be? And one thing they said, it could be created from ionized air sleeting off electromagnetic fields that surround UFOs.
Okay.
I made this up and it fits.
I made up not only a new word, a new gerund, sleeting,
yeah,
but threw out an ionized and an electromagnetic field. I'm set.
Oh, man, you were just busting out on all cylinders there.
Brent, we should have just a big board of just like physics and science terms, and we should just throw darts at them, and that'll be our explanation.
We need a buzzword buzzer, you know. Every time that someone says something like, well, ionized air sleeting off an electromagnetic field, we just hit them with a the official stamp of science. To date, though, lots of things have been tested saying that they were going to be angel hair, and everything's had a scientific explanation. No, this was a fungus or cobwebs. One of the things, there are a lot of spiders that weave parachutes. Have you seen these? And they go up in the air.
This is in the news lately. They have said these hand-sized spiders are going to be hitting the East Coast of America soon. And it's these parachuting spiders, or at least these ones that like ride the wind, or the
they
electromagnetic
ride the wind. They spin like a little, like a solar, or a solar, a sail, and they catch wind and stuff. Well, sometimes those sacks, those sails release and they stick around, and people are like, oh, angel hair. Like, no, it's just a cobweb. And they test it. Like, this is from this type of spider and that type of spider. Also of note is there have never been any references before to say that angel hair made anyone sick.
Right.
Or that was full of human white blood cells and bacteria. So now comes to me the sickening one, pun intended. Some people think it was the military. Literally a let's test this on a population and see what happens. Just like microbiologist Mike McDowell alluded to. And I went down this road, and it's kind of an interesting one. We've talked about it on here some. It would explain the missing sample and the don't ask warning. But again, there's a lot to that.
Sure.
Could it have been like a direct, like trying to make people sick, or maybe a weather experiment or cloud seeding, which has been done. We've done whole episodes on previously. It could have been the Weather Dominator.
Bow before Cobra and my Weather Dominator, or I'll crank up the humidity so high, no ass crack will ever be dry again.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Cobra Commander. Jokes aside, and sadly, this wouldn't be the first time that they've tested. Wouldn't be the first time they've cloud seeded. They've used cloud seeding many times to help with droughts and things like that. They've also done a lot of experiments. They, as in the government, just the ones we know about, the Guatemala syphilis experiments, the Tuskegee syphilis experiments, dioxin tests on the public, San Francisco fog attack where they sprayed chemicals, radioactive chemicals, St. Louis radioactive spraying, MK Ultra, and the tests on civilians with psychoactive drugs. And on and on and on. It's truly disgusting. And then you throw in the fact that there was helicopters and things like that. Do you put any weight into it? Could have been the military?
I don't know that I do. It just seems a little too scattershot for that. Now, I know you brought up St. Louis and San Francisco with these chemical sprays and attacks and stuff. But something like this, to drop it on just a random town in Washington, it doesn't seem to match what the military MO would be in my head. And also, why do it to a whole town when you could just as easily give it to one or two, I don't know, inmates, or you know, something that someone you don't like, one of the dregs of society or whatever, you know, they would call them, just to see what the effect of a goo would be on them, see if it got them sick. Why would you have to do it to a whole town?
So I went down that rabbit hole a little bit. I was reading, and again, this is just from people speculating. They were talking to some former DOD people and things like this, doing like thought experiments, and they said it would be more of a test, they would say. This is a stretch to say it was true. Yeah. More of a test of the Matrix itself than the contents.
Than the effects.
And more of a psychological, we're going to drop this Matrix and see how a population reacts to it. Do they avoid it? Hmm. Do they touch it? Do they report it? Do they, one of those kind of things, just to see like what people do. And then report that, and well, we're going to give them a nominal, you know, sickness. You know, you're going to get a little bit of a handleable cold, just to, you know, to have data points. I don't know. I kind of got lost down that whole road, but it was an interesting thought process. And again, that's just playing devil's advocate with it. I guess in the back of my mind, I just go, I don't trust the government. So, but that's, you know, it's hard to swallow. They've done a lot of experiments on people. They've done a lot.
The weird thing about it is that it happened, what, 6 times?
Right.
It rained 6 times?
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't just a one and done. 6 times over 3 weeks, so just shy of a month. That's a lot of material.
It's a lot of evidence. Goo.
A lot of evidence.
I don't know. I will
it's
never
war
say
crimes that, and highly against the law and things like that. But
I would never rule out the government, you know, for something like that. Big government, but it just doesn't. It seems more like an accident almost.
Well, so that was another thing they talked about. Maybe it was a cloud seeding experiment that did not work. You know,
but why would you seed clouds with like human tissue? That doesn't.
Don't know. Maybe it was a weighted thing. Either. I don't know. I have.
It would be to me. It'd be more like. The thing that keeps getting me is the 6 times, because one accident. You know, a plane carrying medical. What do you call it? Medical refuse or whatever.
Waste or bio.
Waste. Yes. Waste. Could have something. Done to it or something messes up once, but not 6 times. So I don't, I don't know, man, like that in itself points you right back to some kind of experiment, doesn't it?
It's an easy one to go, well, it was something because it really happened. And that's what's frustrating on this is we can't go, yeah, right. You didn't see that. No, it really did happen. And so something caused it. And it's hard to believe that the powers that be don't at least have a good grasp on what they think it is. I hate when people go, we don't know. Like, really? Really? I don't know.
I don't well, know. It could be, though. You know,
I make fun of conspiracies, but this is one where I'm like, maybe so. I don't trust you fucks. They have not sent me a shield check in 2 months, so I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. Now, if you guys, I will delete this episode. No, I'm sure.
Brave.
Hashtag brave.
yeah, man, I don't know, because when you hear about the other, like, this is super Fortean, right? This is one of the Charles Fort type stories that he collected, and when you hear about the others, like the meat shower, like you said before, rain of frogs, things like that, they're pretty much one-offs, and you can make one of these explanations for them where it's like, yeah, a bomb went off in a pond or something, you know, or like a tornado sucked up a bunch of amphibians
in a little pond somewhere, a lake or whatever,
and they floated through the air and finally, you know, came down on some unsuspecting town. Something like that, you know, is fine once, but 6 times again.
Yeah, that is definitely the sticking factor. The sticking factor of it was not a one and done. It was a multiple times over. And it wasn't, if you told me it did it 6 times during a day or a 48-hour period, this was 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah, that could have been a storm. You know, a storm sucks some stuff up over in the Pacific, carries it through the jet stream and drops it right on that town. But the odds are not with you for something like this.
Right. The odds are not with you, my friend. We can cross out a lot of things as it probably was. It's easier to say what it wasn't than what it was.
Yeah.
You know, it probably was not refuse from a plane. Probably wasn't jellyfish. Probably wasn't star jelly or angel hair. But again, you know, there's always a could be, you know, kind of to everything.
Hey, do you think that the white blood cells that they found could have been
contamination?
From people who carried it.
That's one of the things that they said. No, it was in the matrix in it. So no, it was part of the bacteria. So it looked like it was from a human digestive tract. So no, it wasn't cross contamination. And it was prevalent. So they actually had lots of, we're talking about two samples. There was lots of samples, you know, but they just had ran out of them all. And then, you know, the last one was frozen and then sent to the MTS labs. So theoretically, and again, I'm not a microbiologist by trade. I just dabble in it. you know, so, it frustrates me because I don't know, you know, and this is a true, to me, a mystery, which should make me happy because I don't know, or at least I don't feel strongly. I guess I do kind of feel strongly as in the government's a fucking could be involved in one way or another. But again, like you said, there's a lot of red flags and it's always the easy way to go, this is a conspiracy. And that's kind of dumb to just jump to that. But, you know, sometimes if the shoe fits. Wipe it all over your windshield. Gun to your head, what was it?
Oh, for me? Jesus.
No, I don't think he had anything to do with it. yay, my son, you shall be sticky.
Gun to my head, I guess I'd have to go with the military experiment then.
Right, right. Gun to your head, they're asking you not to say that. This is a weird one, and it's also, like I said, frustrating. Not that
are there any pictures of these?
There are tons of pictures and descriptions and things. So you can, this is a well documented and researched thing. There is the Unsolved Mysteries. Even better than it was kind of the National Geographic, which you can watch. The it's on YouTube, and everything is out there. And Unsolved Mysteries did it once with Robert Stack, and then they revisited again with Dennis Farina, which when they were just replaying some of the older stuff again. So it was on there a couple times. Well, it's a weird one. Homework, kids. I want to know what others like this. What are some these Oakville Blobian stories? The Kentucky Meat Shower. I don't know what genre I want to put these in, but they're, it doesn't even have to be a rain down, but just a weird thing that happened that doesn't really have explanation. There of course are explanations, but none of them really feel like I want to believe it. What are they? Let us know, because I love these weird topics. You guys can let us know by going to Facebook, looking for Hysteria Nation. That's our Facebook discussion group. And you can tell us on there. Also, Facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod. There you can listen to the episode and find all sorts of links and funness at Hysteria51Pod. If you want to tweet to us, Patreon, lots of Up All Nights, Mad Blurry Hysterias, tons of stuff to listen to. Voicemail 773-669-7277. One more time, 773-669-7277. If you get any of this, you can find it on our brand new Hysteria 51. It's like the fifth version of Hysteria51.com. It's a new website. It's the same website, but it's a new layout. Hopefully a lot better SEO and things like that. And it is still being worked on, so it's going to change over the next few weeks. But we're getting there.
Looks pretty sleek.
Yeah, and your mug is on there.
Oh, looks even sleeker now.
Yeah, now now it's a sex website.
Thank goodness it's not that stupid-ass pic I took when I first started my podcast.
Hi, my name's David, and this is going to haunt me for the rest of my life. Oh, God. I noticed, though, after I Googled you the other day, and you'd asked that guy to take it down, it moved from, like, the fifth picture to the first picture somehow. So you got that going for you.
It's still up there?
Okay, so Google yourself.
God damn it.
And it's now the first. Oh, nope, it's second one on now. We're moving. We're blazing new trails.
Man.
It's on that Wikipedia, like, wiki fandom thing, right? That's the one.
Yeah.
It's still there. He said he was going to take it down, right?
He did. Yep. He said he would.
It's time to call in that favor again and be like, listen. Listen, you chode.
You know what? I might be able to do this myself, actually, because it's a wiki. So
probably edit that, right? And just make an account.
I think I might be able to. I'm gonna look into that. Wow. Anyway,
you're just like, I don't like that photo. I would like it to be stricken from the earth. What you got going on? Where can everyone find you other than Googling your photo and printing it out and sharing it amongst yourselves before it's gone, because it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
All right.
I'm going to ask you to die, please.
I'm going to have you go ahead and just kill yourself. Yeah, I am at blurryphotos.org, about to open up season 11 with my annual drinking episode, which I'm not looking forward to since I've just been sick, but you know what? Needs must. And also Quiz Quiz Bang Bang trivia podcast. Check that out. Quizbangpod.com. All of those you can find anywhere you get your podcasts.
Guys, find any goo outside. Don't put it in your mouth. Don't handle it. Though I'm going to tell you, the cop put on gloves. He still got sick, but I like to think that it was probably his driving with the window down so he could see to get to the gas station that probably did him. He's breathing it. Yeah. And if you know anything or you have a definite theory on the Oakville blobs, let us know. Hysteria Nation is a great place to do that. You can find us on Reddit, tweet to us anywhere. We got our Discord channel. There's links to that on everything. So we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear other of this style, this ilk, this yeah, type of topic that we'd like to do some dives into. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand shine.